This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 4th of July Eve. We're all very excited here. We've got ants in our pants.
Well, I mean, that's how the saying goes, but
1 foot out the door.
There's that. Well, yeah, that's true.
Itching for vacation. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Gotta love the Facebook page. You put all those trailers up there for me today? Get that going? That looks like a no to me. Okay. Well, at some point, all those trailers are going to be up there. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories and all those trailers. It's amazing. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny, in case you don't know how Facebook works or something. Ann Wilson from Heart. I love Ann Wilson. I love old Heart. Just, I love her sister too. She's fine.
What's Heart?
Heart's a band.
Oh.
Yeah. Ann Wilson.
What do they do?
Songs. Magic
oh,
Man. Magic
alone.
Man's a big.
I remember
no,
now.
No, not that song. That
How
one.
Do
they don't,
I
no.
get
not that
you
one.
Alone?
That's not one of their songs.
Mm. God, nothing like it.
Even it up.
Come on over no. here.
Okay. Heart has called off their Royal Flush Tour, which, by the way, I'm actually, this is the power of money. Because you'd think that a band like Heart, who's had major success over the course of their career, and it's written a ton of songs, I'm sure still gets a royalty check from all the incredible streaming
These
that
Dreams,
happens.
One of their big hits.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Never, another huge hit.
Look at you running down the actual list on the disc.
Uh-huh.
And they had a falling out. Like, Nancy and Ann Wilson, they're sisters. Everything was fine. Somebody's husband said some really mean things about the other one's 16-year-old kid or something. There was some trouble. And I don't know all the particulars of it, but it just seemed like they had gone off and started doing their own things. But then suddenly I was like, oh my God, Heart's touring. They're doing something called the Royal Flush Tour. It was supposed to kick off at the end of this month. And it's canceled. Turns out Ann Wilson is being treated for cancer.
Right.
So that's, you know, you got to cancel. Again, you need to. So she, in an Instagram post, she said, I recently underwent an operation to remove something that, as it turns out, was cancerous. The operation was successful and I'm feeling great, but my doctors are now advising me to undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy and I've decided to do it. And I think when your doctors say, we advise you to do this, give it a good long think. Whatever all the other things are you feel like you need to do, prioritize your health.
I'm always surprised by that person, and we've seen a lot of these people in the last few years who feel like, no, I read the internet and I don't need that. I read the internet and it told me, doc, sorry, I was doing some reading and it turns out I know better than you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with,
I'm up to date on the latest.
I'm not doing what you suggested. I'm not going to do that because I don't need that. What I do need, however.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have some apple cider vinegar straight.
I'm going to be drinking that just like crazy. I'm going to pickle myself from the inside out. I'm going to be fine. Anyway, because of her treatment, Ann Wilson has to take the rest of the year
off. Good for her.
She also said, this is just a pause. I have much more to sing. Respectfully, this is the last public statement I'd like to make on the matter. Oh my God, you're a D.
Like, I love this song.
No, you don't.
I forgot how much I loved it. Come on, Sarah. How do I get you alone? Oh God, I love it. Can you sing that to me?
No. I don't know.
I wrote a movie and you're singing this to me in the movie. Can we do that? That's a scene I wrote. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we're wearing the same shirt, so it's really, really, really cute in the movie.
No.
Do this part to me.
No, I'm not doing it. I used to sing this in a cover band.
I bet you did.
I had like every song on this record.
Can you sing What About Love to me?
Nope. I can't. Singer Lily Allen, she's married to Stranger Things star David Harbour.
What's eating her?
Those aren't the songs. Like, that's
what are you talking about? That was a great song.
Those are the things. That was like,
that was my wedding song.
That's like
my first
Aerosmith's
marriage. That was our
albums from the early 90s. Like, they just throw them away.
Stop it.
No. Nope. Give me anything off Dog and Butterfly. You're not funny. Not. I'm not amused. This is not a way to go into vacation, Alex.
Listen to me.
It's just no.
Funny.
Stop it. Not funny. I'm moving on. Next story. Oh my God.
Oh my God is right.
Choke you out. Wash your legs for you. Stuff. Singer Lily Allen.
Yeah.
She is Theon Greyjoy's sister. So that's Alfie Allen. He's like a guy from Game of Thrones.
I'm familiar with her. I can't name one song she's
me
ever
either,
done.
But she's a singer.
Okay.
And she's,
you know, say so.
She met up with David Harbour. He's Hopper from Stranger Things. And they took one look at each other and went, that person's for me. And they're married now.
Okay.
And she just joined OnlyFans.
What?
Yep.
I would swear it wasn't 2 weeks ago that I read a story where she was turning down her famous husband for the thing that, you know, husbands want all the time. And I went, oh, there's another relationship where the guy's over on the side going, you let me know whenever you're,
I'll be here and I'll be clean. I'm washing my legs right now.
I would love to, if you could just let me know. And I just read it and went, oh my God.
Yeah.
They can't even have been, how long can they have been together?
It can't be that long. It doesn't feel like an old story. I feel like I've only known him for 5 years.
Right.
But
so
Stranger Things has been on a little longer than we think.
All right. So fine. She's on OnlyFans. What is she doing on there?
Just showing her feet.
Oh, she's
apparently,
a foot fetishist.
No, apparently there are foot fetishists who are into her. And she's like, no, I'll take pictures of my feet and put it out there. And if I get some money, great.
That's hot.
Now, I don't know how many feet followers she has. Foot followers?
Well, you have done some foot work in the past.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Those were my feet. So here's a picture of her feet.
You're right.
I know.
There were somebody else's feet.
Here's some pictures of her feet. They're not like particularly great feet.
Oh, those are nice. You
know
what?
They're nice. They're nice enough, right?
That's a person who
pays attention to their feet. They're not like, I mean, she's got that pinky toe that turns sideways. Many people have that. You shouldn't be embarrassed by that.
So
underneath the toe beside it or under?
They're both. The two outside toes are kind of like.
Well, we're going to need to see a picture.
No, you don't. But what I'm saying is, I think she's, you know, those are really clean.
They're decent feet.
Well cared for feet.
Decent feet.
I understand some feet, you look at them and you go, oh, What did you do?
Yeah,
to those
some
things?
People's feet really not awesome. Her but feet, all right. though. So only fans.
I cannot imagine being turned on by feet, but if I
some people
were,
definitely are though.
Those look good.
Yeah. So I suppose because the first thing I thought is, you know, she joins OnlyFans. I'm like, what? And then I realized, I suppose if you had great feet, or even just not great feet, just feet. If you've got feet, you could open up an OnlyFans
if you
page.
Found out you could get someone would pay you to look at your feet and you don't have to touch them or see what they're doing.
Or show them anything but your feet.
Right.
Like, go ahead, look at my feet all you want. Right. Yeah.
Easy money.
Are there any other body? Could I do a foot one and maybe like a knee one? Or is there like an elbow one, a shoulder one perhaps? Like just different, my shoulder in different lights. Oh, look at that. Oh, you could see the one knob, you know, my shoulder. Ooh,
the knob.
I don't know, whatever knobby thing, you know, it's kind of a knobbly area.
Your shoulders are knobbly?
Don't you feel like your shoulder has all kinds of weird angles going with it? I feel like it does. Even when you put it up and it's like there's that weird crease. Hey, you know. I'll start an OnlyFans page and you can tell me if I've got not my shoulders are too knobbly for you.
You got a code for that or you're not going to make me pay. I mean.
Oh, no, you have to pay.
Oh, my God.
Why would I go on OnlyFans and not make you pay?
Well, me. I mean, me.
You're the one person I think will pay.
Oh, my God.
I know you're hot for my shoulders,
how
dude.
How dare you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe how brave I am. So daring. Anyway. Lily Allen, turns out people like her feet and she's all, yeah, I'll get some money for that.
And Holmes isn't bothered by it at all.
Well, I don't see what Holmes's reaction is to it.
Okay.
It's just her. She shares all her new pet. I suppose if you had people who wanted to see them and you liked going to get different colored nail polish on there or no nail polish or look, I just buffed my feet or, well, here I am rubbing moisturizer into my feet. Here I am, you know, kicking things. I don't know what you do with your feet. Like how many angles are there on your feet?
Yeah, I can't see I don't see it. Yeah. If someone wrote in and said, I'll tell you exactly what it is about toes and feet that I'm into, maybe I'd understand. But for me, I feel do you want to watch lotion get rubbed on them?
I don't know. Do you want to see someone takes a hot dog and just shoves it between their big toe and their little, and their second toe? Like, would that be hot?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to see it, I guess. I've never seen that.
Remember we were talking about...
I'm not into hot... No, you know what? I wouldn't be into hot... If you did the real thing, maybe.
What if I took like... What if I took like filet of sole and I just like wrapped my feet in fish planks? I was like, oh, what do you think about that?
No, you know what I'd like is if I could see other stuff in the background behind your feet.
Like olives?
No, you know, I'm thinking of something else.
Sliced tomatoes or something?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not into feet. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm just trying to make them seem more appealing. But yeah, you totally have to pay if I do my foot.
You suck.
My only feet.
You're not my friend.
I am your friend.
No.
I'm going to try and save you from yourself. Vinny, it's $19.99 a month. Just look at my feet. So BTS, there are people who I just said BTS, and there are people out there in the world who are freaking out.
They're not over already?
Oh, no. And now that they're all finishing up their military service, because each one of them has to do a year of that. It's like required in Korea. They're all getting back together. And so two of them looks like they've done their service and they're out. Or either they've done it and they're out or they're not old enough yet and they're waiting. And while the other guys are off doing their service, they're going to do a reality show. Jimin and Jungkook of BTS.
Okay.
Please, BTS fans, I'm sure that I'm butchering their names. Don't be mad. I'm not as big a fan as you are. Jimin and Jungkook of BTS are starring in a new travel reality show called Are You Sure? It's premiering exclusively on Disney Plus beginning August 8th. This thing's already been shot and is in the can.
All right.
It was filmed in 2003. It's an 8-episode series that follows these two as they visit scenic locations in New York State, USA. Jeju Island in South Korea, Sapporo, Japan. The press release promises a fun-filled journey with Jimin and Jungkook as they eat, shop, cook, camp, canoe, swim, and road trip together. The first ever travel reality show for the duo, Are You Sure? We'll give a deeper look into their undeniable chemistry and endearing friendship as they bond.
I say no.
Oh, really?
I'm not watching that.
Are your girls into
No,
K-pop? Are you sure they're not into K-pop? Have you played them K-pop?
I told you what they're into. They love Olivia Rodrigo. That's the phase we're in.
I'm pretty sure that
we were in a Dove Cameron phase. That is past. We're now in Olivia Rodrigo. You know Dove Cameron?
I don't.
Well, you should get a kid.
It's okay. Maybe I'll get one later. Let's see. Following its initial premiere on August 8th, new episodes of Are You Sure? will premiere every Thursday through September 19th. New Disney Plus subscribers are sure to be flocking. People love them some BTS. Jimin and Jungkook, Disney Plus travel show.
I'm way more into Heart. Way more.
Are you?
How Do I Get You Alone? That is...
A couple things in theaters this weekend. Despicable Me 4. You guys, are you into the Despicable Me's?
I haven't watched them. And I don't think they're anywhere near as good as, say, the other stuff that we've watched. But, oh my God, the BTS show. Jimin has the face of an angel. 707. No, I don't think that we are running out to...
Either of these boys have the face? I have no idea. Maybe that's Jimin. They put his name first and he's on the left. Jimin and Jungkook?
I don't know.
I am not interested at all. But... I'm not interested in that many things. Back to Despicable Me.
Yeah, I don't think that we're running out to see that. But then again, it's summer, so, well, you know.
It's open today. On Friday, we're getting something called Maxine, which is, and I can't even remember why we talked about that.
Is this the three X's?
It's Maxine with the three X's.
Because it's a part of a trilogy, I think,
sequel to X and Pearl.
Right.
Mia Goth stars as Maxine Minx, the survivor of the Texas massacre, who's now trying to become a famous actress while being hunted by the Night Stalker in 1985 LA.
Right.
I think this is today. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. on Netflix. Eddie Murphy returns for a fourth Beverly Hills movie as Axel Foley, his daughter, Taylor Page, has her life threatened. In addition to reuniting with his old pals, Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, he also gets help from Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I guess he's in it, too. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock on NBC, a two-hour special called Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. Okay.
Well, they're expanding the brand, huh?
Looks like it. And maybe they do this all the time, then. I've never even heard of it. But if you don't get to watch the fireworks somewhere, turn that on. Everyone's got these big screen TVs these days. Also, very exciting. The streaming premiere of Godzilla versus Kong, or not versus Godzilla X Kong.
Okay.
The New Empire. It's on Max, whatever that is. Tomorrow on Amazon and in some theaters, there's something called Space Cadet. It's a comedy that stars Emma Roberts, who's been out doing press for this. Emma Roberts is a party girl who gets into NASA's astronaut training program after doctoring her application. Hilarious. She's a space cadet. And then Friday on Peacock, the streaming premiere of Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse movie that stars Marissa Abella as Amy. And all those trailers will try to pop up for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Parenting hacks and hot dogs after these.
Blah, blah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Blah, blah. Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another Alice escape. This time, Meghan Trainor in the city of your choice. All this week, just go to radioalice.com. That's our website. And enter for your chance to win a trip for two to see Meghan Trainor on the Timeless Tour in the city of your choice. Two-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, $200 spending cash, and more.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's a perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of the Sarah and Vinny Show every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m.
All right, day six. Lovely.
Right.
Right.
Okay, here's what's happening. You know, I hadn't read it completely through, and the news broke. Klay Thompson's leaving the Golden State Warriors. He's going to the Mavs, and I wasn't sure. I've had a chance to look at it now, and there were a couple teams besides the Warriors who wanted to keep him, but maybe not pay him like others did. But apparently the Lakers wanted him.
Oh.
And you know, the whole beat LA thing here in San Francisco. So it would have been
horrible for
him to become a Laker. And he also saw himself fitting in well in Dallas. Like they just got blown out by the Celtics in the finals. So he was like, you know who they need?
They need me.
So he got himself where he needs to be. And I heard that the Warriors are going to retire his number. He wears 11, which is cool. He's, you know, we had a run.
Yeah, we did.
Everybody doesn't get those kind of runs. And, you know, when we're watching the Giants go on that run every other year and three World Series, it's like, we're going to be in the World Series forever. Oh, no.
Oh, actually, that ended.
Ended, and that's how that happens. So you go on these runs, and, you know, we hope to not see the New England Patriots anywhere near the playoffs for, like, 30 years.
Oh, my God. Bite your tongue.
What are you talking about?
Don't you want peace and happiness
We've
in my
seen
house?
About enough of them
my
for
home,
a little
my house?
While. I mean, that's what happens.
My abode?
Oh, really? Like 7 championships or whatever it was? Oh, that's
we
Tom.
We want more.
Tom got 7. You guys got 6. Right. He got one without you. I forgot.
We got other ones without him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
When?
I don't know. Other times.
You're just saying stuff then.
No, I'm not. Did we get them all with him?
She's just saying words now, everyone. That's, you know, that's her thing.
All the times that the Pats won the Super Bowl. Actually, I do remember we got our asses kicked by the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. That was 85. Yep. How much TV is...
Damn it, they're all him.
Yeah. Well...
that blows.
How much TV is okay for little kids?
All of it. Take it all. Just give it to them. They're going to wind up staring at screens the rest of their lives. Why not start them early? Wall-E, everyone.
What is wrong with you?
Me? I've given up on humanity.
That's not the story at all.
Okay. Back to you. Then.
Yikes! Yeah. Now, debates about kids' screen time, they could go forever. But some doctors have checked in and they're saying, first of all, this is just my opinion. There's a lot of good TV out there for kids. A lot.
Yeah.
Now, is handing them YouTube for 10 hours a day smart?
That's no, really not the same.
That's
either.
Not smart.
Yeah.
But there, even Bluey, which is highly entertaining, usually has pretty good storylines and there's good messages in there. You're pretty safe with something like Bluey. The kids will love it and it's all good. Doctors are saying an hour a day, like they actually have a good breakdown. They say, TV, computers, and other screens, not okay for kids under 18 months old. Maybe FaceTime or other video chatting, but in general, under 18 months, keep them off the TV.
Right.
For 18 to 24 months, they recommend a limited number of high-quality programs to watch alongside a parent or caregiver. And that is when I started to watch, I think the channel is called Baby First Channel. And it's for little babies. It's right. For kids. It's
nothing heavy. It's a lot of like colors and pretty images and friendly faces.
It doesn't stay on one storyline for too long. They skip from Harry the bunny to the parrot and this other
things.
It's
all very gentle.
Yeah. And there's some songs, which our kids always like.
Oh, yeah.
Music. Anyway, for ages 2 to 5, they advise limiting screen time to about 1 hour a day. Don't do it during meal times and don't do it 1 hour before bed. But other than that, about an hour a day. And I do think if your kid's been outside and been busy,
yes,
an hour a day is probably pretty good.
Well, and sometimes at that age, if you can get an hour to get the laundry started or hop in the shower or start dinner.
One of the things they're mentioning is it can be very good for the whole family. Mm. That you've got a little time and
a
show you feel good that you can put on for your kid while you, as you mentioned.
XYZ.
Right. So anyway, there's just this story that I thought, yeah, you know, we all know there are screens everywhere. And even a parent who's like staring at their phone, looks over their phone and goes, no, you can't watch or have. I mean,
it is hard to say no when you're stuck in your own phone or on your own computer screen or watching your own TV show or pad or your laptop, whatever.
But I thought that was a good mention, just as in it's summer. We're probably wishing we could show a little more screen time than ever in the summer, where you find yourself going, oh my God,
this kid is going stir crazy. Well, and I still have work to do because I'm not on summer break.
Well, and there's no, it's so... Some people mention like, oh, it's so expensive to get help. And it is, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's also, you can't get a neighborhood kid to commit to helping you. I mean, maybe once they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. The person we had in our neighborhood that was hanging on Sunday mornings went, I won't be available all summer.
Bye.
And we were like... But you're off all the days.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not available.
More than ever, this is the time when you might want a little side cash.
Yeah.
Nope. I'll be taking the summer off. Thanks. I just went, she is? All right.
Yep. Well, she's got her own screen time to take care of.
Well, I don't know. And that's, I'm not saying it like it's all
no,
good.
It's fine,
I'm just saying
right.
that seems to be the running theme, which is I don't really need money. And I actually just want my time for me.
Yeah. I really love sleeping in and then getting up and just looking at my phone for an hour.
Doing whatever. Right. Whatever you do. It's your time. You know, you're not in our family. You don't have to help us.
No.
Although,
but we did really love it.
Yeah,
it was so great.
We were paying you handsomely for your couple hours.
Do you need
a
raise? Is this your way of getting more money out of us? I'll do it.
It wasn't.
Just, no, I don't want
nope,
to.
No, just taking the summer
I don't want
off.
To and I don't need to.
Let me see here. I wanted to do this hot dog thing.
Hot dog is the right way to say it, Ben.
Google posted a map of the top hot dog styles. Each state is Googling more than other states. I'm just mentioning these because I never heard of them. A Korean hot dog. It's a top search in a bunch of states this year. It's kind of like a corn dog, but with different batter.
You know what's crazy about that? My kid that lives in Brooklyn is so into Korean hot dogs that we wound up taking
Get out of here.
A bus and two trains and walking 15
blocks.
So that
he could have
He's
you
like,
eat a
I got to take you to this Korean hot dog place. And they're just like, it is like a corn dog, kind of. And then, but then they roll it in all this different, like, multicolored stuff. I'm like, what is this POS? I'm like, oh, this is great, hon.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I it was not for me. Oh. But he loved it, and my other son was like, yeah, this is great. I'm like, ooh.
Will you have Korean hot dogs on your next trip
I
to New York?
I will not. Unless my one kid insists. I, you know, whatever. May, I, it is, there's something about seeing your kid happy. Like, he was so happy to share that with us.
Oh.
You know, all the places he wanted to take us, I was happy to go.
Sonoran hot dogs.
Sonoran.
Sonoran. Arizona, Colorado, and Kentucky.
These are,
you know, whatever. It's like a hot dog and a taco had a baby, they say.
So is it a hot dog and a taco shell?
I guess.
With like relish and onions on it?
Crescent roll hot dogs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
They're like pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Except they're bigger with cheese. Crescent roll hot dog.
Do I use those to scoop up my chili?
White hot dog is number one in New York, especially upstate. A white hot dog. The meat is a combination of pork, beef, and veal. I remember when I was a kid, I remember veal. I'm Italian, so that's part of it. But we also used to go to New York a lot. Veal was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know what veal was until later and went, who eats that?
Yeah.
It's like baby cows, right? Yeah.
And who've been held in a place where they can't develop muscles. It's like,
don't even tell me anymore. You know
what? It has its own taste too. Like I am happy to not eat veal.
I'm just.
Seems terrible. And also it doesn't taste all that good.
I skipped that story. Let's pretend we never did that.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Vin, did Sarah report that Pink has canceled her show today due to health issues?
No, I did not report that.
We didn't hear that. I haven't seen that. I'm looking all over the internet all morning long.
Let me look it up.
My 11-year-old listens to Blackpink whenever you guys go to commercial.
Oh. Pink cancels Swiss concert after consultation with her doctor. So disappointed. Medical advice. They're not really saying why. She didn't disclose the specific health reasons for the cancellation of the show. It's the one show, but maybe there'll be more.
I love listening to the show from Seattle.
Oh, hey, Seattle.
BTS came into the restaurant and I work at last summer. Great group of people. BTS, everyone.
The Korean boy band.
415 says, her biggest hit is Alfie. It's about her Game of Thrones brother. That is Lily Allen's brother.
Yeah.
You know the song Alfie?
I don't know the song, but I know her brother's name is Alfie.
I don't know that either.
Alfie Allen and Lily Allen. He's, you know, who Theon Greyjoy is in Game of Thrones. He got his whoop cut off.
Yeah.
And mailed to his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
she was
Lord.
A good character.
Says 415. Finn works at a radio station that plays music, and he has to ask, what's that when Heart is mentioned? I didn't know who they were. And then I heard the song and went,
you.
I forgot. I love Heart. May I have this dance?
You may not.
Oh.
I prefer not to dance.
Can you think about it?
No.
Would it kill you?
It would.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard you answer anything faster. I've known you like 30 years.
I know. It has been 30 years. Almost, right? When we meet in 06. Sorry, in 96.
Oh, God.
It's getting close. Well, keep asking me questions like that, and I'll keep trying to answer faster, Vin.
Woo!
Quick draw McGraw over here.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask just me fan myself. Sorry, where was I? Oh, yeah. My friend did a complete body medical exam in New York City, and it cost her $5,000.
Oh, that's a ton of money.
By the way, when I did that story and I didn't have time to watch the video because I try to do new stories all morning long instead of redoing stuff. So I didn't see the video, but the video that this girl had go viral, apparently
the girl who went to Turkey to get a $800 body scan.
Apparently part of the reason is that, what did we call it? Medical tourism or something like that. They're really, the person who wrote in said that if you watch the video, they're well equipped to handle tourists. In places like that. Like they want you to
come on in and we'll do this and here's what we'll cost
and we'll make sure that you understand and we understand.
That's the thing. Like just getting the scan is one thing. Having somebody qualified look at each section of the scan, like that's all. So what? You're scanned. Like unless you get medical experts and to spend their time looking at it, it's worthless. You don't know. I assume. I mean, unless you're one of those internet experts.
I have seen lots of stories, especially a few, including Steve-O and other X Games types have gone to get certain controversial treatments in Colombia and elsewhere where you can get, what's that one thing they say that Eddie Van Halen was going to Germany for?
Right. It's not a chemo, but it's like a whole new kind of a treatment.
There's a lot of stuff that we don't allow here because of the FDA or whatever.
It just hasn't been approved.
Well, and if it's not, then is it safe? But these people are like, maybe. Yeah, this is cutting edge technology.
I'm going to die. I'm going to try everything available.
That's not available in the United States for one reason or another.
Mm. Right. But if I'm already going to die, why not try the potential miracle cure?
A nice hotel in Istanbul is $400
a night.
Yeah.
So I assume you're there for a few days. Yeah, it didn't seem like a bargain to me. You know what I think there of?
What's that story? Is it called Midnight Run? It's about a guy who gets caught like in Turkey. Remember Turkish prisons were a thing for a while there? Yeah. And it was because of, is it Midnight Express?
Is it Midnight Express?
Is that the name of the movie? This guy gets caught like,
is it a train movie? Because isn't the Midnight Express a train?
I just remember that there was a movie where it's like Turkish. You don't want to be in a Turkish prison. Bad things happen.
800-400-3697. Hurry up. We're about to go on vacation. You need to immediately text us what the name of this thing is that Vinny's trying to figure out.
You don't remember that?
Not really. I do. You know what I remember it from is The Naked Gun or what is Airplane. Airplane, you ever seen a man naked in a Turkish prison or whatever the hell the guy says?
That's not the line, but I do
whatever
know what
it is. Yeah, something about a Turkish prison, right?
Let me just text. Let me write
this in. Go ahead. Let's
Midnight
see if we can figure this out.
Express.
Before. Type in Turkish prison.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, what is it? Tell me.
Midnight Express. The film centers on Hayes. Oliver Stone was involved in this. The film centers on Hayes, a young American student who is sent to a Turkish prison for trying to smuggle hashish out of the country.
Uh-oh. Turkey's trying to keep all their hashish.
So it is Midnight Express.
But then what happens? Does he break out and flee the country?
I think bad things happen to him before
before he can...
You might be changed forever by a Turkish prison. Yeah, who knows though?
Maybe it's super delightful.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to be into.
It's our turkey for every meal.
What?
Well, it's right there in Turkey. No? Nothing? Okay. So, maybe that would be like a fun thing to eat in Turkey.
We've been here too long.
We really have. Hey, thanks for listening. Happy 4th of July. Be safe. Don't blow off any of your fingers. Don't be that person or any worse. And we'll see you actually in a couple of weeks. We're on quite an extended vacation. I've never needed a vacation more than I do.
I am with you on that. And thank you. We love you. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com